Hello, happy holidays, everyone.
Yes, I know it's been a long time, but we still here.
Yeah, we still here. You know how it is out here in this world. When you're not where you want to be at in life, you gotta put some things to the side and grind it out.
Yeah, gotta get that focus going and try to get what you can get. You know, you got families out here, you gotta take care of them, kids to feed and clothes and all that good stuff. So you gotta do what we gotta do.
And you know, everything is coming to an end, so this is a good time. All the kids are home, you're home, all these beautiful memories coming up for these holidays. I don't know about the Christmas part of it, but the memories of everybody being home, the laughter, what we're gonna say, what they're gonna do.
Yeah, we just celebrated the big two.
Yeah.
For the baby boy.
That's the last time in life I'm going to celebrate any birthday that's 2 years old.
Well, grandkids.
Nah, I'm not. That's they kids. I mean for myself. No more kids for me.
Yes. Well, you know, that's what you say. You know, them old men. Get with you a young girl. That's going to change some things. If she want kids.
That's why I'm going to stay with my old bird, my old lady right next to me, because I ain't trying to have no more kids.
You stick with me, you won't.
Perfect. And Merry Christmas to you, too.
Yes, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Oh, man, you're going to have a lot of people making New Year's resolutions this year.
Right, what else is new?
Every year, the same old resolution. I know I probably made the same resolution for
like 10 years,
10 years straight. Stop eating bad, work out, drink more water. And about February, March, I forget everything.
That long? So
yeah, that long.
People don't wait that long.
Yeah. I remember I said I was going to drink water for a whole 6 months straight. I'm not going to drink nothing. I think I lasted 3 days.
Well, see, that just goes to show you, we have to have realistic goals now.
But
for a whole year, I'm going
to drink nothing but water. That's a real, I mean, that's a possible goal if you have the discipline. See, I lack the discipline.
Yeah, you have to have
I know how
it.
Shit tastes.
You can't just quit cold turkey. I don't think you can really quit anything just cold turkey.
Once an addict, always an addict.
You gotta kind of wean yourself off of it, you know, slowly. Like, you drink a soda, what, 3 sodas a day or something. Just
3 sodas a day?
Take it down to 1 a day. Let's go 1 a day, you know.
There's people out there drinking 3 sodas a day?
Yes, people love that caffeine.
I probably guys would drink 3 sodas a day.
Cokes, you know, Coke.
I understand smoking. Those people be addicted.
And coffee.
Yeah, coffee. But they say coffee good for you, a cup a day.
Yeah, you know those.
They pay you to say anything.
What's on the news? Yeah. One day coffee's good for you, the next day coffee's bad for you. So yeah. I guess the tea people paid them off.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Tea people paid them off that week.
You gotta be I'm always thinking somebody that paid somebody off. Just like when you hear the stories of R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Example.
Yeah.
Why all of a sudden?
We been knew this man was a... What can we say? I call him a Chester. Like, R. Kelly
predator.
A Chester or whatever. That's the slang for a child molester when I was...
He was a predator. We been knowing that since, what, the 90s.
Yeah, at least since Aaliyah. I mean, that's, what's that, Honey Love days?
Age ain't nothing but a number.
Age ain't nothing but, yeah. Mm-hmm. That was...
If that wasn't an indication.
If that wasn't an indication.
Something was going on.
For you people.
I don't know what was.
I don't know either. Black people be put up with this behavior, though. We put up with this shit.
Talented, you know?
But like you were saying, though, we knew back from the 90s.
Yes, we all knew the video and, you know, we heard about it.
But why now? This man going to jail in 2019, just almost 30 years later. What do you think?
Money talk.
Money talk. At one point, R. Kelly was like $200 million network.
He had that entourage. He was deep.
He was deep. Soon as, I mean, I look him up now, I think he's less than 500,000, 200,000. I mean, that's like us. So if we know, you go from 200 million to, you know, less than $1 million.
So that just goes to show you, all y'all that got y'all secrets out there, y'all got all this money. Y'all better maintain that money.
Yeah, you better maintain it. Because they will expose you.
They will expose you quickly.
And fast.
Like, wait a minute.
Same thing as quickly. I was going to say faster. Fast and furious on your ass. That's what they'll do.
Like, wait a minute. I don't get my cut this month.
Oh, hold on, buddy.
Wait a minute now.
You know you pay for protection. What? Mafia. They go mafia on you.
You pay for me to shut. Keep my mouth shut. Now you gonna make me talk.
Now you gotta pay somebody off them. See what I'm saying? It's just not a good cycle to live that life, start paying people off. But R. Kelly did. That's obvious because he's broke as hell now.
You gotta maintain it.
And now he's going to jail. Coincidence?
I think not.
I think not. I really don't think so.
That's just the way of the world. It's sad, but that's just how it is.
And it's obvious too. Some people, it's just obvious, like, okay, he has money, he's not in jail, he's on top of the world. Mm-hmm. Now he don't have money, he's the worst thing he could possibly be.
Yeah, he's all these things, like, but he's been all these things,
been that, and you knew about it.
But he's been all those things with money. That's the difference.
Difference right there.
That's the difference. But so let's talk about what's most important, what's going on right now in the news. Trump. What's up with that?
Oh, these people think they know. But did they know the same thing happened to Bill Clinton? He got impeached. I mean, and what happened?
All these people celebrating.
I know. What's he's out of there.
I mean, what exactly are you celebrating? Because I personally have been directly affected by Trump.
What, he did something, some of that evil statue? What'd he do to you?
I mean, what he's done for veterans as far as making claims, disability claims.
Oh, yeah.
20 days is what they're giving appointment setters now. You have to have an appointment within 20 days of submitting a claim. That's unheard of. Normally, it took months to years to actually get an appointment off of a claim that you filed through the VA.
And you see, that's just all bureaucracy.
That right there has been a direct effect of Trump being in office. And I know a lot of people don't like him, but you know,
it's about what you do for me lately. Yeah,
you know, you get to talking to people and they say, oh, I hate Trump. I can't stand him. But is it because of the things that he say or the things that he do?
Yeah.
Which one is it? Because I really don't hear people saying the things that he do. I hear a lot of them saying because of what he say.
He say a lot.
And he say a lot of unnecessary stuff.
Very.
I'm going to agree with it.
But if people look at it as comedy, I mean, I'm just being real. I might be like Trump as a president. You know, I mean, I might be Twittering out, talking.
No filter.
Yeah, I'd be talking all type of craziness. Like, there goes another, you know. Just talking crazy. Just like the dude, he was talking about that senator. He's like, if he was looking down on us, well, he might be looking up, who knows.
Right.
He might be looking up. People got mad about that, but that's the truth.
That's true.
He don't know if this man went to heaven or not.
See, I mean,
but that stuff is funny to me.
That's the thing.
He has the nuts to say it.
But we want to live in a perfect world where everybody goes to heaven. We know that's not true.
We definitely know that's not true.
Just like at your funeral, ain't nobody gonna say nothing bad about you.
No.
You could have been the worst person ever, unless you, your uncle or whoever.
Yeah. Quick story. I had an uncle. He was kind of mean. And like, we go to the funeral. It was like, okay, everybody. Anybody want to say something about this man? I think that's what they said, too. Like, this man. I don't even think they said his name. That's, they didn't like this man. One person got up. You think this is a comedy movie? This man got up and said, "Well, I know we out here. I mean, we out here to learn from this man's mistakes. We all this is what we can take from this funeral. We can learn how not to live." He wasn't the best person. I'm serious. They got up. I'm like, wow. I'm like, nobody even said, like,
everybody is with him.
Amen. I'm like, wow.
Preach.
I think somebody might even caught the spirit.
Yes.
Seriously. But that's crazy. If everybody could be honest like that, this world would be a better place.
Right.
You'll know what you're dealing with.
Not everybody is a good person. That's just how it is. Yeah. Everybody's not good.
You got billionaires that people worship, but they out here running the biggest world sex trafficking scandal in history, organized.
Yeah.
Taking yachts and boats.
And you don't think there are so many more people involved that you would never know about.
The people that
you would never know.
The people he run hang with. You already know who he hang with. Then they're gonna like, oh, don't make up lies. Come on, people. Birds of a feather, what?
Flock together.
That's just how it is. That goes for the billionaire people. You think, I know some good billionaires out there, but they hang out with good billionaires.
Yeah.
Then the dirty billionaires, they hang with dirty billionaires. Mm-hmm. That's how it go. And think about what some dirty billionaires can do with they type of money. Oh my goodness.
Single-handedly having that type of money. And you know money is power.
It's definitely power.
You know, so you can basically do whatever and get away with whatever.
You can set up like 13 levels of protection so it won't get back to you.
Right.
And then have somebody go back to when they won't even know. I mean, you on a whole nother level.
It's like that 7 degrees with Kevin Bacon, yeah, or whatever it is.
And that's
you
hard.
Gotta get through all these phases, all these different people, and you probably still won't be able to touch him.
Still. But the president that y'all hate did got to him in less than 3 years. That's crazy. The exposure that this man has put out there to this government.
Yeah.
I mean, he says some crazy stuff. That's true. He rude, and so am I. I guess that's why I kind of understand where he come from sometimes.
You can relate.
I can relate sometimes. But
yeah, I just want to challenge, you know,
people
to kind of do some research on the things that Trump has done. And you may not know it, that you have been directly affected by some of the decisions that he's made while he's been in office.
You know, you got these companies, these big time companies giving all these bonuses, and you still get a tax. I mean, they complain about the taxes. I get it. But still, you get a tax refund and you got more money in your pocket right now. Mm-hmm. Like, the money in your pocket makes up for the taxes return. See, people don't understand it's a give and trade. Would you rather have it now or later? I guess some people want to have it later. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd rather have it now.
But you have to think, you got to eat now, right? You can't eat later. You got to eat now. You got to eat every day.
Yeah, I'd rather have it now.
Several times a day.
Tax money is bonus money if you even get a tax return. That sucks when you don't get a tax return for a whole year.
Yeah. That does.
That sucks. Damn you, Trump. Everything was fine until your ass came along with this tax law.
Cut.
No, ain't no cut. I'm just letting you know. But I do disagree with some things, and I do agree with, you know, others.
Yeah, of course. You can't agree with
everything everybody does.
That everybody does. That would be just crazy.
That's crazy. But guess who do it? Republicans, Democrats. Every time somebody say something, yeah. You see them in those Senate meetings? Like, when they say something good, like, one side stand up, the other side sit down.
Right, one side clap, the other side, they didn't hear it.
Yeah, like, they didn't hear it. Then when they say something about some dogs or, you know, some equal rights.
Or Eric.
Or some equal rights, they both stand up and clap all hard. You know, it's a show. And politics is a show.
It's all.
And Trump is a show. All of it is a show. just stop wasting your time on all that and let's focus on getting 2020 vision.
Yes. Whatever that may be for you.
Yes. That 2020 vision is clear sight of what you're about to do in life. Clear sight. We've been too foggy, too long, too distracted with this show, this president, Obama. What about Obama?
Osama.
Oh, yeah, Osama. But Obama, he was the perfect guy for a job, would you say?
I think at that time, we needed that at that right time.
Yeah, because...
So, yeah, he came on at the exact time that he needed to. He did what he supposed had done.
Because that honestly changed... I mean, that changed the course of black people.
It really did.
Because if you look at how we were going, it was all about crack and music and video. I mean, it's still kind of like that, but everybody was about sports and music. Sports and entertainment.
Yeah, that... Now, I mean, we know how drastic things have changed for our culture.
Yeah.
And so many people are aware
of what's going
and
on.
Awake.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. We are awakening. The age of awakening for us is going on now. We're coming out that caveman, follow what they say type stuff.
Coming out of that whole, well, my mama did it, my grandmama did it, so this the right thing. No. We are starting to question things.
Question things. We can't respect ignorance no more.
We want to know.
Well, that don't make sense, mama. Why am I doing this?
why do we do this? Why do we celebrate this? Or, you know, why certain things have to be the way that they are? Who say we can't change things? Who said that?
No one.
You know? Who said things have to be the same? And who said things cannot be different for the better?
Exactly. So many times have people... I just go back to... I promise you, about 20 years ago, people were saying basketball will always be there. Go to school and get an education. Are you kidding me? Basketball will always be there? Go to school? That's the type of thinking that we had. Seriously. It's been so many people didn't fulfill their potential and dreams in sports and could have made that easy money trying to go to school for what? A job? Are you kidding me?
The way student debt is right now. Student loans.
But you got a full ride.
Wow. People are... stressing out.
Yeah, they really are.
Student loans.
That's I think we're in debt like $23 trillion.
Yeah, we're definitely in the trillions.
And when it comes to student loans, that's like $3 trillion of debt. It's just student loans.
It's crazy.
They making a gang of money off of you students and these loans. If you don't need a loan, don't take one. People be taking loans just to survive, you know, like to go out club, have money, pocket money. If you don't need it, don't take it. You're going to pay for that money in the long run.
And a lot of times, you don't need it. Because everything is paid for, especially if you get financial aid. You just want some extra money.
They just scared to work.
But at what price are you paying for that extra money?
You know who are the successful people when it comes to school? Are the people who work their way through school? Have you noticed that? Like, all their stories. Like, you had the ones who are smart and, you know, they're gifted when it comes to school. But the ones that work their way through school, like, I worked at this and did that.
Right.
And I went to school at night.
And had jobs.
They had jobs.
Made it happen.
Because they're not afraid of the work. They know what it takes. When you take out student loans, just not to work, to party, you might not be ready for school. You might not be ready. Let's be real.
I mean, a lot of times, job is not guaranteed.
You got to know how to struggle.
Do you think the student loan will... wait for you to get a job before you can pay your student loan?
You could defer it for 6 months.
And then what?
I guess you get deferred again. I don't know how student loan works.
Well, you can defer it and you can try to fight it and say, hey, I don't know. I know there are programs out there that will assist in student loans. But my point is...
What's your point?
Just because you graduate, mm-hmm. that does not guarantee you a job.
Oh, nah.
And that student loan is not going to be put on hold until you get that job.
Good point. But people don't realize, like, they say, oh, so many people start a business every day, right? You understand? You know, people discourage you from being an entrepreneur. Like, oh, this many. I don't know the numbers, but I heard, like, oh, so many people start a business every day. Mm-hmm. But when you graduate, guess how many people graduate in the spring semester? You're probably talking millions of kids.
Probably.
All competing for jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at the market. They add, right now they're adding about 200,000 jobs a month. How many people graduate a month in that field? And all those jobs are not college graduate jobs. Most of them probably be manufacturing or retail type businesses.
Yeah, or entry level.
Yeah, entry level because they're startups, new businesses.
Because,
So let's be real.
Sometimes.
You probably do better getting a trademark, a trade.
Yeah, get a trade or certification or something like that. But a lot of times, even with a college degree, you still have to start at the bottom. Because you have not...
What's the point? You might as well just work, start at the bottom and work and get the 4 years of work experience ahead of the guy with the college degree.
Because if you have just schooling and you don't have experience, that's that catch 22, you know?
I guess.
Like, okay, you've been to school, you know, you've studied, but you don't have the experience.
You start off entry level management, maybe. You're not gonna start off entry level for order taker. you can't have a college degree and take that. That would be a shame.
Or that or what?
Entry level management.
Okay.
They have to. They can't. They cannot.
Oftentimes.
But then this is the biggest scam in history then.
That was my issue.
That's the biggest scam in history then.
I look great on paper, but the experience was not there. So nobody's going to take a chance.
But what are you talking about? You look great on paper and you have experience. What are you talking about? You have military experience. You have ran offices, corporation office, you know. You have.
I'm talking about my degree.
Oh, in your degree.
Yes.
Well, I have learned that people don't care about the degree. They just want you to have one. Like, as long as you have one, right? That's all that really matters.
Yeah, they'll say degree preferred or something. But sometimes it is specific. Degree in a specific field of study.
And that's kind of my point. Like, jobs are harder to get because you got to have specific degrees, because you go to school to learn is one thing, where you can start a business specifically for you and cater to what you're good at.
Yeah, I will definitely agree with that one.
And if mom and dad start, you know, put money in student loans, I'm pretty sure they will put money in for you to start a business, yes, wouldn't they? If you come correct and show them you know what you're doing and know what you're talking about.
But you still have those parents that think school is everything, you know. Like, why would you want to struggle and start a business when you can go to school
and make $56,000 a year?
Right, because you know only one person is at the top at one time, so.
Yeah. Yeah. You got some good jobs. Everybody who is successful are the top dog of their business. There's nobody who's a successful manager. I mean, you have successful managers. But you know what I'm trying to say. Like, it really, like, you don't hear about those guys. You hear about everybody who start businesses in numero uno. You don't hear about he's the best manager. That man can manage every restaurant from here to New York. Or he can manage every company.
And that's all he will ever be.
In might be the top manager. He might get the chief of operations. But that's only one guy.
He would still be running somebody else's business.
Yeah.
And not his own. Mm-mm.
Not trying to discourage work. You can work your way into a boss. That's all I'm saying. But if you can always do better for yourself, always take the bet on yourself. That's all I'm trying to say.
Always bet on black.
In this case, that is true.
Or green. What?
If you're some of my Caucasian fans, I mean friends. I said fans. Oh, did I say friends?
I said fans.
Okay, I hope I did. Bet on white. Bet on yourself.
Bet on yourself.
If you were Latina, I don't know that color.
Say brown, but...
Brown, but we brown. So I don't want to, you know, I'm going to say tan.
Just bet on yourself. Invest in yourself.
Yes.
And love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, I don't want to say Trump, but loving yourself, that's going to put a lot of things in perspective in your life.
Yeah, I can agree with that. That brings me to the other thing I kind of want to ask you about that I saw. I see that you watch a lot of, not a lot, but I see you watch 90 Day Fiancé.
I'd be amazed.
I was going to ask you about that. Like, what, like, does it just show you the problems that they go through for 90 days? What's the, is that the whole... I know that's the theme of the show, 90 Days is Quick.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to ask you, like, by watching the show, what do you think is the appropriate amount of days before getting married?
Well, it's not 90. I think it just depends because it could be 2 years, 3 years. So it just depends on how far your relationship has gone. You know, say you've been together 4 or 5 years and you have a child or two. I think it's time to move on to the next level. And for some people, it's from boyfriend, girlfriend to marriage. Or it can be that whole fiance, you know, phase before the marriage comes along. But I'd say a few years. 3 to 4, somewhere up in there.
3 to 4 years?
I mean, not marriage, but, you know.
Before they get an ultimatum?
Make a commitment, that's what I'm saying.
Make a commitment?
Yeah, so say that you all are going to be committed to each other.
You're dating 3 to 4 years, and then you're like, okay, you're the woman I want to marry.
Mm-hmm.
So this point now, see, at this point when he proposes, this is where I think the man and woman become actually committed boyfriend, girlfriend. You know, like how people live today just as boyfriend, girlfriend, but no commitment of getting married. They just shacking pretty much.
Right. It's just no clear definition on what the relationship is if there's a future in it.
Yeah, you just doing whatever. I love the way you explain that. That's awesome. There's no definition or what the future holds for this relationship. You're just doing something right now.
You're just doing the now and the present.
That's what you should be doing when you get fiancé, trying to be committed to each other. If you're not putting a ring on it, like Beyonce say, then you cannot be like, hey, that's my girl. You can't be like, that's my dude. Mm-hmm. You have no commitment to each other. And like, even though that's your baby daddy, that does not mean commitment. That means he's the child of your father, or that's the mother of your child. That does not mean I have exclusive right to this man in anything that he does with any other female or male. I trump all.
No.
No, that's not the case at all.
That's the sad part, because a lot of people think that is the case. Like once a baby come into the picture, then y'all were together. Or once y'all were intimate, then, we together.
Yeah.
That's the biggest misconception that a lot of people have.
And you can like that. You saying that's my boyfriend, girlfriend. When women call their girlfriends, they just friends.
Mm-hmm.
See, you gotta understand like what that really means. That's my girlfriend.
Then y'all were friends.
You're just friends. When you say that's my fiance, you're showing that person this is what you're gonna get when you get married. That's when you should expect faithfulness and commitment, yeah, and bills being paid and all this stuff that you know you want in a husband.
Yeah, and talking about the future and you know
planning
for the future and all the different things that's needed in a relationship to help it grow.
But here's some game. If I'm talking to you as a man and telling you, and I haven't put a commitment ring or announced that I want to marry you, when I'm telling you I want to do this with you, I want to get a big old house, that's just game. I hope you realize that. That's game.
I mean, talk
is cheap.
Is one thing. Your actions are another thing. So
that's the money.
You can't tell me, yeah, you know, we gonna move, we gonna get this nice house, but you barely at home right now.
Both of y'all staying in your Section 8 and he babysitting your kids while you go to work.
I mean it's good to be ambitious or you know show that you have that potential.
Yeah, he should be grinding, he should be doing something. Yeah,
but don't say one thing and do another.
Yeah, completely.
It doesn't coincide with what it is you're saying. What you say and what you do have to match up.
Yeah, and this is what you learn in the fiance stage. But if you just boyfriend, girlfriend, y'all playing. Just for real, stop playing. Stop having kids. You're messing up the world. You have no plan, no future. And your kids, if you don't have a plan in the future with your husband or potential mate for the rest of your life, then your kids are going to have no future. You can say, I'm a great mother. I do this and I teach my kids. That's cool. But still, they were unplanned. So if you don't have a plan to have kids, then how can your kids have a plan to be successful? You know, I'm just saying it's deeper. It's deeper than what I'm saying, but it's a cycle type of thing I'm trying to explain.
Yeah.
That's all I'm trying to say.
I mean, it's...
You're not doing the world good by having kids with different people.
No, there are stages and levels to any relationship.
And having kids should be the ultimate commitment to each other, not just I have 2 or 3 baby dads. That's not cool,
no,
man.
Because the girlfriend-boyfriend stage, that's the beginning stage
of dating.
A relationship.
You're dating at that
You're
point.
You're dating, getting to know each other. Hopefully y'all not already living together.
Hopefully.
I'm hoping that's not the case, but sometimes it is. But y'all were getting to know each other, so don't add anything into that phase that may interfere with y'all getting to know each other.
The growth of getting to know each other is so important.
It really is. That beginning stage of a relationship is probably the most important.
It is
part of the relationship. So if you throw a kid in there so quickly,
in a year or two,
getting to know each other phase, y'all not going to really know each other that well. Because y'all going to be focused on trying to raise a child now. Y'all really don't know each other at that point.
You're trying to co-parent.
Y'all hadn't gotten to know each other because that kid came along. So the boyfriend-girlfriend stage, get to know each other.
Definitely get to know each other. And like I said, once you get to that fiancé stage, that's when you can show them what it's going to be like to be married. I'm going to show you commitment.
Right. That's the next stage, I think.
I think so, too.
Stage.
That commitment stage.
So y'all gotten to know each other. Y'all obviously like each other.
Yeah, y'all love each other, supposedly, yeah.
You know, if y'all don't already love each other, y'all going...
That's the way you
moving in that direction.
That's where you're going.
Moving in the love direction.
You're trending up. You're trending up
right?
In love.
Things are moving up. Things are looking good for you. So now you're in the love phase. It's the commitment phase. It's I want to be with you. This is who I want to be with right here.
And that's the phase where you show it.
And that's the phase where you show it. That's the phase where you stop playing games.
All that.
Y'all may even decide to move in at that phase.
Yeah. That's all.
That's a commitment in itself.
That's all.
Moving in together.
That's all. You're showing this person what it's going to be like to be married. Because, you know, you stop with the cheating, I'm not even going to call it cheating. You stop with the dating of the courting of the other women, yes, and other men. It's solely.
With
you can get rid of all
people.
That. It's time to build.
It's about the two of y'all.
That's it.
Y'all union.
That's it.
What it's about.
And then, like you were saying earlier, some people don't even make it through that phase.
No.
They don't. If you do it right, some people won't make it through that phase.
No, they won't.
If somebody shows you, I'm cheating on you, or they not respecting you the way you want to in this phase, then why would you marry them and hope that they change later? Mm-hmm. You make a mistake.
That's the issue, and I've had an issue with respecting engagements. And my thing is, you can say I'm engaged.
Yeah.
But what does that really mean?
It means I'm stage to getting married, right?
But if you hadn't had that commitment and you don't have the ring, my fiance.
Do you need a ring?
You need one or the other.
The commitment.
You either need the commitment.
Yeah, that's the most important thing.
Or you need the ring, or both. So if you don't have either, how are you saying that you somebody's fiance?
Well, some people, just like they take shacking as a relationship, you know, some people, you know, set lower standards for themselves. And, you know, they want you to feel good about, you know, those type of people want you to feel good about the choices that they make, even though they're making bad choices. You understand?
Yeah.
They want you to support them.
They try to make it seem it's better than what it really is.
And make it seem like better than what it is. And, like, please support my choices. And then if you don't support them, well, you know, just, you know, it's me against you, you know. Like, I don't, just drama feel people.
Because it also could be, when y'all get married, y'all been together so long, and then, we engaged now, you know. Just throw that out there to kind of shut people up.
Yeah.
We already engaged.
Yeah.
But we gonna be married soon.
When's the date?
But that y'all had not had that conversation.
Ever.
So how are you going around saying this?
If you are saying this, and that's how you living, you need to go ahead and put the old ultimatum out there and really stick by it and mean it.
You have to.
You can't just be going around here following, chasing under some dude or some woman on the hopes of being married to that person. That shows that you have no respect for yourself. Mm-hmm. That means you're weak. Love don't do this. That's crazy. You're the type probably go around and bust some windows and slash tires type.
Yeah, you do all of that.
Instead of like, man, I can do better.
And I think it's kind of sad that people have to give ultimatums.
Yeah, but you have
sometimes
to.
Sometimes that's what's necessary.
You have to. I mean, it's not for them. It's for you. You the one who can't get out there. I mean, obviously, if you give them an ultimatum, you're not happy. So
you're not happy with where things are at that moment.
At that moment.
So you looking for something more. So
if you don't get it, it's time to go.
If you say, hey, you have until this date, this year, whatever it may be, stick with it.
You have to stick with it.
Because you're going to go another however many years.
If you give an ultimatum.
Without that commitment.
And don't stick with it. If you give a true ultimatum and do not stick with it, they got you forever.
And they know it. They know they can still do whatever it is they doing. Oh, she just talking. Or he, it could be for a man too.
Yeah.
Oh, he just talking. Oh, they just talking. I'm still do what I want to do, whatever.
But if you mean it, that's how you know somebody truly love you and want to be with you. They're going to try to come back. I just wouldn't accept anything less than what I want at this point.
Yeah, you got to know your worth and know, like, hey, I've already wasted, you know,
at least three to four years on you.
And you hadn't made a commitment. I don't know where this relationship is going. And that's the issue a lot of people have. They stay in way too long.
Way too long.
Not even knowing the status of the relationship.
Giving up all your pretty years.
How could you be with somebody for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years and you still talking about that's my girlfriend, that's my boyfriend? Y'all still friends? Y'all still in the friend zone?
And then if they talk a fiance, I know a girl been she been a fiance for 5 years now.
And that's too long. Because I'm sure y'all, they done already had the girlfriend, boyfriend phase.
Three.
Three what?
A family of three. I mean, they all by him.
So she, a family of three? So she got one child?
No, she got three children.
So a family of five.
I'm sorry. I only count the... When you're not married, you can't count the two. You only can count the kids.
A family of
three. You see the respect you get? You get no respect in the world.
You can't be a family of kids. You gotta be some parents.
That's what you call kids who are not married, a family.
A family of three.
A family of three kids. Because sometimes they all by him, but sometimes you have a family of five kids by three different fathers, you know.
But I mean, I would say the family is whoever is in the household.
Exactly. So those kids are going to be forever in the household. He's not going to be there.
But as we're speaking,
I know I'm being funny.
It is a family of five.
See what I got to deal with? I make a simple mistake by not, you know, I'm trying to cover up with my wittiness. And she's going to argue me down and make me fine. I messed up, okay? Family of five. Goodness gracious, woman. Ugh. My goodness.
Maybe we should have got engaged.
We was for like a month. Because we knew we weren't playing. And how many years later? 15, 14?
We should have stayed engaged longer.
Maybe. Maybe you should have. You
gotta know each other a little bit.
How long were we together though before we was together for 2 years though?
Before we what?
Got engaged. Six. I remember your little friend. We just started dating really. We was at Oak Harbor, the one with the dog, and Thanksgiving sniffing all on the turkey had to leave. But we was at the beach at they barbecue at the beach. I didn't eat there either. But her friend was like, when you gonna make her an honest woman? Like, I don't even know her middle name that well. I don't even know how to spell it.
Oh, shit.
She tried to put me on blast. When you gonna make her an honest woman?
You should have said then, are we engaged?
I looked at her, I'm a man. I'm like, oh, she, you don't know. You know. You don't know.
Hey, it's my girlfriend.
I don't know when that means. I just never forget that. That was funny.
But we were too. We got married 5 years after we met.
Really? Oh, man. We met in 02 or 03. Got married in 06.
02. So it was 4 years.
But really, it was towards almost 03. Because I think September.
Yeah, it was end of 02.
We got married in 06.
Four years.
We got married in the end of 04. 4 years.
Yeah, it's 4 years.
And we was engaged for 1 or 2 months. We didn't play. We had a good conversation. Like, man, what are we doing? Exactly how, like, we are like, why are we doing this? Like, let's take advantage of all these tax breaks.
You want to be with me? I want to be with you.
I know. Let's do this.
Let's go ahead and do this before we move on to the next duty station.
Do all this. That was crazy. We loved each other and we knew. I guess when you know, you know.
Yeah.
You didn't have to worry about me going out. I didn't have to worry about you hanging out, you know, going out, you know, just stuff like that. I was secure. We got married because I was secure. You were secure. Mm-hmm. We don't question each other still to this day. We don't question each other like that.
Yeah, because it wasn't one of those, like, you sure you want to do it now? And, you know, Because I'll be hearing, oh, we would be married, but we don't have a ring or something silly like that. And I think we talked about that on the last show. If you want to get married, just do it.
Yeah.
How much I hold? Okay. I can't even get it out. Cause it was a crazy day.
How much? Yeah.
Whole wedding day.
Yeah, whole wedding day.
A whole whopping what?
Less than $100. What an investment. You talk about somebody who invested $100? Wow.
That investment really paid off.
That's a great investment. Some of y'all dudes suck us $56,000 for a wedding. And
saving for years.
Saving for years
for that wedding. Perfect day,
then
right?
Then we talk about, why can't I open up my lawn care because we got to pay back this wedding?
Yeah.
Yeah, all you want to do is do lawn care.
How you going to have a wedding on layaway? How you going to do that?
I don't know. Guess that's why the student loans come into play. You know, it's a loan for everything. You can make it happen, Captain. You can make it happen. But yeah, we just was talking about quick marriages. Like, if you're getting married too quick and you're being insecure at questioning, like, what's going on, trying to change them from who they were before they met you, then you definitely should not be 90-day fiancéing. That's for sure.
Or the reason why you fell in love with them now that they're married, now they supposed to change.
Oh, I hate those types. I don't like that controlling type. Mm-hmm. If she was wearing mini skirts with no drawers on when you met her, let the woman wear mini skirts with no drawers on. Then that you married. Now she got you. Be secure about what you married.
So I guess he figured, but we married now, so she don't have to do that.
Do what?
She don't have to wear that. She's a wife now. She needs to respect herself.
That's your wife.
Right.
I'm just saying. That's what you like, and that's what she is. Now you trying to change her? That's not right. You can't control that.
That's what she say. Well, that's the reason why you were attracted to me in the first place.
Exactly. I agree with her. I don't like all that controlling stuff. I am truly the only man who probably believes all women should be 50-50 and everything. Get your ass out there and change the oil too. I need my oil change. Put some air in my tire. Pump the gas. That's how I think it should be, 50-50.
Yeah.
But nobody thinks like me. I'm crazy.
That's how it should be.
I'm crazy.
You already know that ain't how it is.
That's how it should
be. Not even in our relationship.
I'm a man, though. I see what I'm saying? I'm a man. I'm a sucker to my own manhood. I'm a sucker for it. But I love my wife, and she's so cute and little. It look like her little self out there pumping gas. Might get a hand cramp or something. You don't want your nails to get dirty pumping that air in the tire.
I sure won't pump no gas while you sitting in the car. That don't, no.
I seen that a couple times. She got out and paid for the
right.
She got out and paid for the gas and pumped it while he on his phone. On the passenger side.
No.
I'm serious.
No way.
I seen that a few times. I'm pretty sure you have too. You just haven't paid attention.
Yeah, I've seen it before. No, I just think it's sad.
I think it's funny. I'm like, that's an equal relationship.
She allow it, so.
That's what I'm talking about. Just offer to pump the gas. You know what I'm saying? Just offer.
Man, he should already be out there. She going there to pay. He out there waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting to pump.
Waiting to pump. He is. Later. That's all he's good for, huh?
Some of them, that is the truth.
The truth hurts. But man, we did this whole show and we didn't even tell the people who we are. See, we getting a little rusty.
I mean, you don't think they know us by now?
Hell no, nah, we've been gone.
If you don't know us by now, you will never, never, never know us.
Ooh. Well, regardless of what my wife say, I know I appreciate my family. I know y'all don't know us because we've been gone for a while. I'm Freddie.
I'm Keidra.
We the Talking Twosome.
Chatter That Matters.
And that's what we do. And you can hit us on our Facebook at Talking Twosome, no E. We got an Instagram going. Haven't been going for a while, but our Facebook page, kind of, you know, our little group, we got the Talking Twosome group.
Yeah,
you know, we got a little, we be posting stuff, people be posting a little stuff, you know. I think it's kind of cool. I like it. I like my life. I love my wife. I love our pillow talk. Mm-hmm. I wish we could do it. Well, we have pillow talk every night. We just don't do a show every night because it take effort, time to let y'all get in our mind.
Mm-hmm. Kids, everything got to be on point.
Yeah, this is the first time we was just sitting up watching TV. I had my little Jack Daniel honey.
And I had my chips because they don't, of course, they don't have my chips.
Please, like Red Hot Ripplets. Red Hot Ripplets or what's the other one?
Sundance.
Sundance. If you value a review, send this woman a box of chips. She'll give you all the reviews and videos. All day. She's a fan. That's all I'm saying.
Yep. I am that.
Only in the Midwest.
Only in the Midwest will I find these items.
You'll find them. But, you know, we come to the end. Wishing y'all, like I said, happy holidays. Yes. Merry Christmas. Hanukkah. Swastika. Not swastika.
What? What?
What? You? Not swastika. But, what's that one for black people?
Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa, yeah. Kwanzaa. Is that Muslim?
Go get some hate mail.
Okay.
Yeah, we just talked about Trump.
Well, I ain't say nothing bad about Trump.
Well, you know how they associate Trump with a...
with swastika?
White nationalists.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. People knew this about Trump back in the 80s when he was not letting black people live in his expensive high-rise apartments. When there was, what they call it, segregation. They have a whole law for it now that you cannot do this to anyone. You got to let anybody who has the money stay here. That's all because of Trump. They've been knowing this since then. But now you want to bring it up in 2019?
Yeah, because he wasn't a factor, I guess.
He wasn't? He was controlling people living situations. Illegally.
I guess we were unaware, but now that he's the president, he is a huge factor.
But that was in 1979. You know, back
he home. Wasn't even born. What are you talking about?
That's what I'm saying. He had a case way back then, like a long time ago.
Anyways, we were saying bye to the people.
I'm just trying to say, like, that's just think about R. Kelly, Donald Trump. They just, he got bread. They just, he messing up other people's bread. That's all that is.
Yeah.
But anyway, you're right. We were saying goodnight, goodbye.
Because I got breakfast in the morning with my boy.
Yes, take him. You bring me back some?
Then I have to bring back.
See one, what I'm saying? You don't have to do none of that. You don't have to do none of that. They can eat oatmeal.
Yeah, because when they see you with your food, they not going to say nothing.
You already know I'm going to give it to them. Like, here, just let me have this piece of bacon and biscuit.
Even Ace probably wants some more. Yep. Even though he just ate.
Yep, birthday breakfast. That's cool. Like I said, love life, love my wife. We building 2020.
2020 vision.
2020 vision. Building new money, Talking Twosome, Freddie Care, Ella Foundation, Keidra
L
Foundation,
ELLE,
helping all the veterans out there.
Helping veterans find employment.
You need a job? Oh, my wife, she got you. You need a house, a place to stay? Oh, my wife, she got you.
Just make sure you qualify, homeless, veteran, or on the verge of homelessness.
She got the connections. It can put you in the right directions.
Come see me.
All right. Talking to some Freddie, I'm out.
Kedra, I'm out. We out.
Man, this world has changed forever. I thought I have seen it all. But I was reading today, baby, that Zoom is letting marriages be legal in New York.
You talking about Zoom, like the meeting?
Yeah, the internet Zoom. Yeah. You can get married on Zoom and it's legal in New York. This world has changed.
I mean, how do they do that? So are the bride-to-be and groom together, and then you have the whoever's officiating it, you know, they all call into the meeting.
I don't know.
And do exactly. The whole thing that way.
I don't know exactly. How does that work? I don't know exactly because I didn't read the article. You and all your questions. But
you never come with the facts. You know I'm going to be wanting to know stuff now.
I was letting you know that you can go read it.
Oh, I can read it. Okay.
And that the Zoom is now legal in New York City, accepting all marriages.
That's crazy to me.
Forever changed.
I mean, you don't know who it is that's getting married because you still got to sign documents, right?
I agree. I mean, I understand. I can see how it's legal, but I don't know why it's legal. It's just a big gray area for me that the presence, if two couples are in Norway and one is in Spain or something, they can get married. Right. Oh, I'm sorry. No, they can't. That's not New York City.
But, I mean, I get what you're saying, hold up. But still.
So I could be in Tennessee as long as the person with the marriage, I get my marriage license in New York and the person living there, we can get married.
Well, y'all could be in two different areas and then whoever is, you know, officiating a marriage is in New York. What if y'all are in two different locations?
Yeah, I know that's legal. They said New York Zoom weddings are legal, so I know that's legal. But maybe we should read the article. Moving on from that.
Maybe you should read the article.
I was just trying to say this, the world's forever changed.
Yeah, I mean, that is very true because I'm hearing
and
that.
And I don't like it.
I'm hearing that we about to, outside, as they say, outside is about to open May 1st.
Outside, huh?
I don't know if we're ready. You know, I know a lot of people want to get back to work and get back to the norm.
Only bosses want their workers to work.
But
the workers don't want to work.
Is it too soon? I mean, especially if there's still no vaccination for this. You know, what's the deal? I feel like it's still too
soon.
Well,
the deal is I'm a numbers guy. And I love numbers, and it pretty much stay around between 4.5% to 6% that people die from it that catch it. So it's a lot because it happens so quickly, and when you get it, well, I mean, that's crazy. If you have conditions, you might, I'm not going to say kiss yourself goodbye, but you're going to have a fight.
Yeah, I heard it's something you never want to experience ever in your life type.
Yeah, you can't breathe, it attacks the lungs and all that. You can't breathe, you need to have respirators. That's why they like so many respirators.
Right. So, man. But there are a lot of people that
survived
it.
So, is it worth losing what you have built over 5%? Are you going to take that 95% and take that chance?
I mean, some people are willing to take that chance.
Some people have no choice.
But to.
I mean, everybody can self-quarantine. Everybody has that right. But if you're trying to get money and that's your only income, and you living like most Americans, check.
Yeah.
No savings. You can't afford to really miss a lot of work. Vacation time gone. Sick time gone. Then you on your own.
Yeah, See, it's not stimulus checks, it's relief, I believe is what the checks are called, but whatever they are, those, a lot of people got them, still waiting, but I'm hoping that could at least help, you know, and I don't know why I saw an article of, I think it was McDonald's, and they took a screenshot of the screen. Somebody ordered like 80 cheeseburgers, which is ridiculous, I think.
Yeah, that, I mean, the stimulus check, I don't even know, we're saving ours. We don't even have a plan for it. We're just going to see what happens.
Yeah, because you don't know what's going to happen.
You don't know what's going to happen, but when you get that type of money, it's not a lot of money over the long haul, but it's a lot. It's a nice come up short term. So you got to be able to control your impulses.
Yeah, you got to be smart about it, because you got to think of it as, okay,
this has to last me a little bit.
Right. I don't know if I'm going to, when I'm going to go back to work. And a lot of people that are not working and not getting a paycheck. I don't know how your landlord or your mortgage or whatever, I don't know how that's working out, but bills and things like that, I don't think that stuff is going to stop.
No, it's not going
to
stop.
I mean, it'll be postponed, but you still going to have to play catch up if they, you know, say, okay, you got a month or two off, but it's still going to be adding up. You know, that balance is going to still be there. So
I thought it was more.
What you thought?
Yeah. Those bills, I think they're supposed to be forgiven, right? I'm not 100% sure on that, but we're not taking chances. If we can pay it, we're going to pay it.
Right.
I'm not trying to be out here trying to take advantage of anything.
Right. And come.
I'd be hearing rumors that this stimulus check is really a loan that you have to pay back next year off your next year taxes. I'm not trying to give them anything extra.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I mean, you know, we always hear something, because at first it was, hey, what was the first thing I said? Oh, it was dealing with the census. You had to do your 2020 census in order to get the check. I remember that was a rumor. So everybody rushing to do a census. Then, of course, you had to file taxes. And a lot of people rushing to do their taxes that have never done their taxes before. So.
Yeah, anytime it's free money, yeah, they're going to do that.
Yeah, I've even seen people, because some of those little janky little tax places that are around just for tax season, you don't see them no more, and it's a whole new business after tax season is over. A lot of those people that had their tax refunds deposited into those accounts. And so they had a whole crowd of people at this one place, like, okay, where's my money?
And I want it now.
Deposited into their account. They looking for their money.
Yeah. And why won't they give it to them?
I don't know. I guess eventually they will. But
I guess right now, yeah.
Kerfuffle, you know.
That's a word, huh? That's a new one.
I watch Judge Judy a lot. So.
Kerfuffle.
she say that a lot.
Yeah, it sounds like some Judge Judy. Always trying to be smart. But I know what you're talking about. Some old messed up situation. I get it.
Yeah.
But yeah,
that's where we are now. But let's talk about a positive with this big quarantine and no lockdown and all this. Huh? Relationships, a lot of relationships are thriving, you know.
Yeah,
because you are together.
Yeah, I would say most people are in. Well, I can't say most. Numbers say 50%. So 50% marriages end in divorce, the other 50 end well. So,
end in death.
Yeah, that's the part. That's the best way to end it. The only way to end it, really.
Right. Supposedly.
Yeah, supposedly. But, yeah, that 50% where those people are working hard and they just can't wait to come home and they have that break with their family, that means something.
Yeah.
You had a whole month. I know you have created memories like we have.
That's what I was thinking. People are actually creating memories. It's like,
even memories I'm never going to forget. like spending $50 on some type of T-Mobile app.
I said we were doing talking about some positivity when it comes
I'm positively going to have a discussion positively with her.
Okay, so this is a deal. You at work.
Nah.
And she said, "Mama, I did something." This is our girl, right? 10 years old. Said, "I did something," because she get an allowance. She said, "Well, I didn't have any more money on my card. So it had asked me about something about T-Mobile, or did I want to pay through T-Mobile?" And I said, "Yes." And I don't know what happened. I said, "You gonna have to talk to your daddy about that."
See, that's what I'm saying.
Because I don't know what you talking about right now.
You know what you were talking about.
She was very choppy with it. It wasn't like complete sentences. So then you called, and what you said?
Little such and such ordered $50 worth of something.
First of all, you asked me. You got your phone. I'm like, what do you mean?
I said, "Is anybody on the phone?
Is anybody on the phone?" I'm like,
right now.
I was confused. Like, we talking on the phone right now. What do you mean? Is anybody?
Because
they're
supposed to be on punishment. She's not supposed to have a phone. I get an alert message come across my screen for $50. I'm immediately calling. Like, well, who's ordering $50 worth of T-Mobile services? So who orders $50 worth of that? Google Play. Ooh, I'm so mad. Yeah,
Google Play. You already know.
Yeah, she's gonna know too.
But
taking my phone back, can't be trusted.
But the thing is, she get an allowance, but it all goes towards games. I mean, I get it; it's her money; she's earned it. But it's like I'm like cringing every time I see her statement. All it's only games. That's it. Like I don't know. We need to
that's
try
on
to educate
us.
Her.
That's on us. We need to do different. Well, we can't do nothing different now.
Because I've said, you know, why don't you save your money, you know, put it towards something else that you may really want or need. Why don't you do that?
Yeah.
But
that's the thing. We don't really, man, that's the part about two parents working, man. Oof. You miss out on moments, especially if y'all work two different schedules. It's split. One day y'all do this with this person, the next day y'all do that with this person. It's hard to get the family together, do everything.
And everybody kind of be on one page.
Yeah, it's hard.
With the disciplining, and I told her to do this, and then you told her to do that, just like yesterday with the boy. It was kind of storming, and he was like, "I'm scared." So he's supposed to stay in his room. I said, "Well, go in there with daddy." And then all of a sudden, I'm in the kitchen out here. You know, like one of those I got away with some laughs. And I'm like, "Well, why are you out here in the living room?" "Oh, daddy said I could come out here."
What? Forgive me. But what? What did I do wrong? I don't know what y'all have going on.
Exactly. See, that's the thing. I tell him something, or you tell him something, and see, then we gotta be on the same page with things. That's the dilemma, you know.
That's hard to do. Very hard. Communication is key, I guess.
But not to get upset, you know, with the other parent if they don't know. It's just you supposed to get upset with that child. Because they try to do the mom and pop thing.
Oh, yeah.
That should never work.
All the children do that.
That should never work. That should never get you into it with your spouse or your significant other.
They have.
That should not.
But it does.
It does at times.
It really does.
But you know them kids, they'll, whew, I tell you.
Make you want to choke them. $50 though. I'm about to leave it alone.
Right. Yeah. I didn't even think you were gonna bring that up, because I was talking
about it's just
positive.
Yeah, no.
Couples, coupling, doing what couples do, and they were even talking about it's going back to what, the 50s, where they would be together, play, the kids play.
Back to the 50s.
The kids play, well, whatever era. The kids playing outside. You don't really go out unless you have to. You ain't out hanging out.
I'm going to say the height of family, this was probably the 80s. Everybody was at parks. Everybody was out doing stuff in Mueller Park. But big, they was going to baseball games. By the
crack.
It's more than the 80s than just crack. That was one thing. Wow. But yes, the 80s did.
Gangs.
Yeah, it was bad for that side of the world. But the other side, positive side, like you said.
Yeah, so, but that was somebody else's post. They said the 50s, I believe.
Oh, okay.
They owe some war, beaver cleaver type of stuff.
Yeah, with a wife, home with an apron.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm a little stressed out because, you know, dealing with the kids 24/7, all day, every day. But other than that, you know.
Life ain't bad.
We good.
Good.
And I'm hoping everybody else out there, relationship has grown and not.
Just imagine the guy who works extra hard. Works extra hard just not to go home.
Right.
I'm at the office, baby. I'm at the office.
So you can't use that as an excuse no more. Where you at?
What should he do?
Come home.
He'd find a hobby. I promise you, he'd be in the garage or something.
Go home somewhere.
He'd be in the garage.
Spend time with your wife. I would never understand a couple that don't like being around each other. Why y'all together? Y'all don't enjoy each other's company? You know? I mean, it's, of course.
Some people are just damaged.
Everybody fight.
Yeah.
Everybody fight, but just to really lie, you say, I'm working late when you out at a bar or something. No,
he really, I'm not talking about that type of cheater. I'm talking about a guy who really works hard.
I didn't say cheater.
I'm just a guy who really works hard just to stay away from home.
But that's what I'm saying. You don't have to be there. You could actually be at home with your wife and kids.
I know. You better work than be a hoe. And then you have the woman. No, hold up now. Then you have the woman. Who's like, dang, why don't you go to work or something? Go make some money so I can go shopping. You got those two? Like, dang, I can't stand him. He's no good unless he's working.
So just for whether it's a couple that, you know, both of y'all work or one person work in the household, I wonder how that dynamic has changed with that person being there all the time.
I don't know. We hear all the time, and yet we still miss each other when we gone for a period of time.
Yeah. See, we different. I'm just, you know, blessed.
I don't know if you're blessed or not. I'm just saying.
Don't take away what I just said.
Okay.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. All right. I let you brag about your blessedness.
You've been good now, though. Don't ruin it, because you be the main one to do it.
What else? See, what I about to do?
You be that one.
What did I do? See what I'm saying?
Every time.
She shows herself so much to America. They're going to think you beat me and stuff. They're going to think you a man beater for real.
And I'm trying to
hold back.
Love.
Talking just like old man and, beater.
And saying that I'm blessed, and here you come. I don't know if it's blessed. Like, really? Pop my little bubble, right?
It was no pop, little bubbles, or nothing like that. It was just me being me.
I know.
I downplay compliments because I don't like them really too much. Yeah, I'm modest.
You want to compliment you?
Oh, I'm the blessing. I'm also humble. I'm also right. Humble.
That's
I know. I know. Right. I know. I'm the blessing. If you blessed, I know I'm part of the blessing.
well, just blessed to be in a marriage and have a family.
But anybody,
everybody,
huh?
Everybody under one roof, yep.
Insert man who work hard.
cut your whole face out and put
Photoshop. You probably could.
I'm still smiling. I'm still blessed. Yay.
Yeah, you will. I'd be miserable somewhere alone.
Oh, I want to talk about the whole, if you divorce your spouse, are they your ex-wife or your ex-husband, or is it a baby mama or your baby daddy?
Yeah, baby mama, baby daddy.
No, I will always hold the title of either your wife or your ex-wife. It's no baby dad, baby mama. No.
If you're not my wife, then I don't know other title.
Because I was your wife.
I don't recognize any other title. You can say whatever you want.
I was once your wife.
Yeah.
So...
Then you was wifey.
You go take me all the way down to that baby mama level?
Yeah.
No.
We not together.
Even the ex-wife would come before a baby mama. See what mama. I'm saying?
Women just be wanting titles, man, for real. Ex-wife, what does it matter? Ex-wife is just as bad as baby mama, in my opinion.
Because we were once married.
Everybody have a negative opinion about an ex-wife. Because y'all are exes.
We were once married.
What does that mean?
So, we didn't have kids out of wedlock.
I don't be living in the past.
Or any of that.
What are you now?
All of our kids.
What are you now, baby mama?
In the marriage.
Whatever.
You say whatever. You don't even like that word, the term baby mama. I like it for an ex.
What you mean? I love it for an ex. You downgraded for real. You go from wifey to nothing. Just a vessel that had children by me by accident.
Did you say by accident?
Yeah, because I never would have had children not married and divorced. That's an accident now. See how you just made everything worse?
Whatever.
That's why you're a baby mama. Everything's by accident. Wasted all that time. All those years.
What if you at fault for her?
It's the same thing.
The marriage demise.
Same way. Baby mama. It might pain me to say I messed a good one up.
But she'll always
be my baby mama. Always. I might say children's mother when I'm uppity.
I don't understand why you can't just say that's my ex-wife.
I just don't like that phrase.
Just like I don't like the baby mama phrase.
Well, you say ex-husband, I'll say baby mama. What? And that's the dilemma we have. We be trying to make each other say what we want to say.
Even if we ain't together, this is what I am. We're gonna
fight about that. That's why we exes and baby mamas.
This is what I am. This is what I'm gonna be. But yeah, I just thought that.
That's not true, though.
What's not true?
That's not what you are and what you're gonna be.
So I will be the ex-wife.
No, you're gonna be forever wifey.
Thank you. See, you know how to redeem yourself.
But I always say that. That's why I look at you like, why are you? I never seen somebody who loved me so much. Always got me leaving you for a younger woman. Why? I like my women old. I want to start over with a younger woman. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, wine. And you not no Cisco. More like some of that Marlot. Like that 1972 Merlot.
Merlot.
Or whatever. It's like mullet, but like Merlot.
Yeah. It's like mullet.
Look like mullet, but I think it got E in it. Merlot.
You got a T at the end.
Yeah. I think it got two L's as well.
Merlot, I think it's called.
Yep, or some,
you know, wine connoisseur or anything like that.
But we are some Moscatos from Sam's in the blue bottle. Man, that's some good, cheap, delicious wine.
It is. I like that.
It's like for weddings.
Because it's sweet.
It's like champagne.
It's not. See, certain wines, it's just, I don't get it. The taste is an acquired taste. Just like beer, I guess.
Yeah, I could drink beer. Yeah, I probably could drink wine, too, if I knew what I was looking for. I don't know all that swishing around. And then you spit it out. Yeah. I don't understand.
Like, why would you do that?
Oh, because by the time you get finished drinking it all, you'd be drunk.
Yeah. Well, that's the point of me coming here.
I thought it was a tasting. It is, Mr. Jackson. It's not a drinking.
Then you get mad at you because you don't know the rules.
I know. That's why I never got into wine. It's a tasting, Mr. Jackson, not a drinking. I'm like, oh, drunk as hell. You got some cheese with these crackers, nigga. You got some cheese with these crackers. I mean.
He's so drunk, you don't even know what you.
I'm laughing at all type of.
What is this?
That's me shaking my hand, eating cheese, throwing it in my mouth. Popping the cheese. You got some crackers with this, sir?
Yeah, you know the wine drinkers are kind of sophisticated. And you go up in there.
I go in there looking like I'm looking. Wow. No haircut. Because I refuse to cut my hair because I ain't going bald. I'm not. I heard if you cut it off, then it might not grow back right.
I told you I cut your hair. I used to cut your hair. You had no problem with
it. Wait, hold up. What did I let you do? Explain what I let you do first.
What are you talking about?
You said cut my hair, or did I let you do something I couldn't do for myself if it was easier for you?
Is there a difference if I had the clippers and I was cutting your hair?
Yeah, there's a difference. Big difference. I used to be sitting up like my girlfriend at the time. See what I'm saying? My baby mama at the time.
I was never your baby mama.
Yeah, you wasn't even baby mama. What were you?
I was the wife first. Remember that one?
Hold on. What were you?
I was your wife then.
We was married then? Man, we've been married a long time. Right. All these stories run together. We've been together, married. I don't know.
I don't remember.
I don't know either. I just know. Long time. Woo! Woo! How am I going to trade my dime for a penny? Woo! Love you. Anyway, you people being safe, man. I'm going to end this tonight.